Beauty Tyler Nicar has raised 100 crore, $14.4 million, in a fresh round of funding from US-based private equity firm TPG Growth. Nicar will use the money mainly to introduce more beauty brands, expand its physical retail stores across the country and to build its e-commerce business on the website and app, a company statement said. The company recently launched Nicar Man, its Men and No. 39's grooming business, and Nicar Pro, a portal for professional beauty consumers. It is also expanding into the fashion business and has established with a new website and app offering over 150 brands. Andlquo, as we look for new ways to serve our customers through initiatives like physical retail, Nicar Man and Nicar Fashion, our growth momentum will continue to remain strong in the coming years, Andlquo, said Falguni Nayar, founder and chief executive at Nicar.com. Run by FSN E-Commerce Ventures Private Limited, Nicar was founded in 2012 by investment banker turned entrepreneur Nayar, who was a former managing director at Kotak Mahindra Capital. The online marketplace sells products across categories ranging from skincare, hair care, fragrances, bath and body, and luxury products for both women and men. Andlquo, with its omni-channel presence, exclusive brand partnerships, high consumer engagement and well-curated product lines, Nicar has emerged as a disruptive force in the Indian beauty landscape in India, Andlquo, said Akshay Tanna on behalf of TPG Growth. Financial services firm Avendus Capital was the advisor to Nicar on the transaction. Nicar. For the financial year 2017-18, the Beauty Tyler reported net revenue of 570 crore as compared to 214 crore in the previous fiscal. It did not disclose profit and loss figures but claims that it will turn profitable in the current financial year. Since 2015, the firm has been operating on an omni-channel model and currently has 17 stores across the country in two formats and M-Dash. Nicar Lux and Nicar On Trend. The company also offers its own in-house beauty products. Nicar has been expanding its offline presence in the country and it aims to open 55 stores by March next year. It claims to offer over 850 brands and 100,000 products. With brands like MAC, Bobbi Brown, Clinique, Estée Lauder and Smashbox Cosmetics on the online platform, the luxury vertical accounts for 15% of Nicar and No. 39's total revenue. It raised capital from mid-market private equity firm Lighthouse last September, paving the way for existing investor TV's capital funds to make an exit. In May 2018, it closed its Series D round of funding at 165 crore, $24 million, receiving money from its existing investors including Hera Group and Squo's chairman Sunil Munjal, the family offices of consumer goods maker Marigo and Squo's Harsh Maruwala and private equity investor Warburg Pincus. TPG. The global alternative asset management firm entered India through Newbridge Capital, its Asian arm, in 2002. It made its first investment in India the following year when it backed drug maker Matrix Laboratories. In 2006, TPG merged Newbridge with itself and began investing in India directly out of its global funds. The P firm and No. 39's India play is dominated by TPG Growth, which makes growth equity bets or invests in mid-market companies. TPG Growth has backed digital payments firm AGS Transact, eyewear retailer Lenskart, footwear maker Campus and online ticketing company BookMyShow, among others, in India. It has also set up a healthcare investment platform, called Asia Healthcare Holdings, which has received funding from Singapore state investment firm Temasek Holdings.